Barzilai from Istanbul, Turkey, and Charles Petitjean from Paris, France. My mom was 6 years old at the start of World War II, and her family quickly left Paris to move to the countryside to live with her grandparents. Because her father's last name was Petitjean, was not a Jewish name, they were extremely lucky and remained safe. Mom talked about her constant fear anytime they left the house, especially at the train stations where her mother was often stopped and questioned. She vividly remembered the sound of clicking of the German soldiers' boots in the streets. This fear and vulnerability left a lifelong impression on her. Throughout the entire war, she had to keep to herself, and her best friend was her dog, Dion. After the war, she reconnected with her cousin, Albert Baber Hassan. They weren't just cousins, but more like brothers and sisters. They were inseparable. After the war, she reconnected, as my mom grew, so did her natural beauty. She won beauty pageants, and with one prize taking her to England on a trip to learn etiquette and manners, something that all of us in the family definitely learned. She was a great student and graduated from the University of Paris as an interpreter and became fluent in French, Spanish, and English. At invitation of her Aunt Esther and cousin Ike Ben Susan to visit Seattle, Mom took a boat across the Atlantic, then bought a Greyhound bus ticket and traveled a week across the country, stopping at various cities along the way. When she arrived in Seattle, Ike and Ravella Ben Susan threw a luncheon to welcome her, and there she met my dad's good friend, Jeannie Angel. As all great friends do, Jeannie asked my mom if she was interested in meeting a young, handsome American man. My mom and dad went out for dinner on the Sound, talked for hours, and my dad was smitten. However, the next day, Dad had committed to a week-long trip to Vegas with his buddies. As soon as he landed, he decided he was going to write a postcard and tell her he'd like to see her again. And even though he had the wrong address, the wrong spelling of her name, somehow the postcard managed to reach my mom. Here was this smart, sophisticated European beauty pageant winner. So my dad, the former Garfield basketball player, put on the full court press to woo her. It was love at first sight. She appreciated that my dad was athletic, handsome, had a zest for life, and was adored by many. They started dating, and my mom decided to stay a little longer in Seattle. To keep busy, she got side jobs, and within 3 months, my mom and dad were engaged, and 3 months later, they were married on a beautiful snowy night in Seattle in January. She was always grateful to the Ben Susan family for welcoming her with open arms and making her feel at home in Seattle. My mom and dad loved to travel and eat great food. They took road trips through Spain, Italy, France, England, from the Pacific Ocean to the North Sea. They cruised the world, in fact, 33 times. One of her favorites was with my Aunt Betty and Uncle Stan to the Greek islands and Turkey. When they went to Hawaii in 1971, they met their soon-to-be best friends, Al and Ruth Sanft. Ruth understood my mom and took her under her loving wings. They enjoyed many years of great food and wonderful travels together. My mom and dad always loved to go out to dinner, especially with nephew Saul and Mary of Zeridol, who they shared many special evenings together. Mom and dad's love story lasted almost 60 years. They had complete understanding for each other. They knew each other's thoughts and moods and brought out the best of each other. Dad said they were made in heaven. And I remember their relationship as full of brightness, energy, sensitivity, and gin martinis with extra olives. Mom's hobbies gave her great purpose. As a child, she took piano lessons. She loved to dance, collected stamps. She enjoyed classical music, the theater, ice skating, skiing, swimming, gardening, and the art. After my mom and dad got married, she bought my dad ice skates, skis, and a tennis racket. He bought her a bowling ball. Needless to say, tennis won. They traveled the world, rackets in hand, playing mixed doubles tournaments and meeting more friends along the way. When her first grandson, Jeffrey, was born, she found a passion for embroidery. For many years, we all received embroidered gifts. And when the first granddaughter, Jennifer, was born, came along, she started making dollhouses, which turned into making miniatures for dollhouses. That took her to traveling to conferences and shows. She did that for years. Even though, much to her dismay, Jennifer had grown out of playing with them, she kept on going and making miniatures. In fact, at Timber Ridge, where she lived the last few years, they displayed her miniature collection, and she was proud to share it with everyone. As mom got older, shocker, she took on a new hobby of bridge. She says that is what kept her mind sharp at the end. Mom didn't just play bridge, she became a life master and met more great friends from all over the world playing bridge online. One of her great friends, Chris Jen from Spain, was near and dear to her heart. My mom was so with it on her last days that she was still speaking Spanish to Chris Jen and she was speaking French to her cousin Bebear on the phone from her hospital bed. She enjoyed her final years meeting new friends at Timber Ridge, going to art museums with cousin Margie, and even her last months studying astronomy, supernovas, and black holes. Mom was always passionate about constantly learning and keeping her mind sharp. Everyone knows my mom lit up the room. I think that's what she taught me most. I think what she taught me most was how to be brave, how to live a life of love with your best friend, and to have hobbies that keep you active and expand your mind. That was the sheer joy in her life. Even at the end, she had a strong will not just to stay alive, but to really live. Be at peace, Mom. Drop of a star is with Dad. May your light and beauty always shine. I love you.